Welcome to the Entrepreneur Unlimited Mindcast. My name is Solange Belews, Extreme Mind Makeover Coach. Glad to have you with us today on this podcast, which is supposed to be a virtual space where entrepreneurs can have the thinking challenge so that they can expand their capacity and accomplish their goals. This podcast is intended for anyone who is seeking to overcome the limitation of their minds, take the cap of the capacity. We'll be sharing secrets that have made millions of dollars to many, but more than the pursuit of wealth and success, we also will be discussing how you can build your mental muscle so that you can create, innovate, and reach your full potential. So if that's what you're looking for, stay tuned. Well, today's episode is a challenge that I'd like to issue to all of you today. Today, we'll learn how to stop living with masks and how to stop listening to the lies of our mirrors. Most of us, you see, live on our lives on two paths. We either wear a mask or we're looking at a mirror that does not tell us the truth about ourselves. Even when we are in an authentic community, we often find ourselves wearing masks. Putting up a facade. But how do people wear masks? You may ask me. How do you know when you're wearing a mask? You see, I hope that today's conversation would help challenge your thinking, that you would discover how to live from your real true self. I was exposed to the DISC assessment. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the DISC, which is one of the secret to your success. The DISC assessment is a psychological assessment that allows you to understand your own strengths, limitations, your communication style, motivational characteristics. So, you know, really to understand what motivates you. It is used commonly for people to get a sense of who they are. What I found about the DISC and what I actually discovered is that in that assessment, they give you three types of profile. They give you your internal profile, your external profile, and also they do give you a summary. And they give you three graphs. And one of the graphs is actually called the mask, which is the external profile. You see, that is the facade or the behavior that we tend to demonstrate. And that external profile can change over time, you know, based on our situation and environment. This is what we do. That's the facade we would present to people. And then you have the internal profile, which is the private self. It's more the our perceived self, who we think we are. And this is what I call the mirror. Actually, they call it the mirror too. It's kind of like when you look at the mirror, what do you see? See that is the image that we have of ourselves. So what the DISC is actually showing, that assessment, is that most people live between the mask and the mirror. So between the mask and the mirror, that's actually where you have your true self. You see, the internal and external profile, they provide valuable information about the person's attitude, their perception. But in reality, a person's behavior is very rarely based on, you know, all the other style. Most of the time, people behave based on who they are, who they truly are. That's where the light, the strength. So the challenge that I have to you today that is to make sure that the way you live your life is actually more between the mask and the mirror, which is where your core self is. But then some of you may be telling me, well, how do I know I'm wearing a mask? Well, let me tell you something. You know you're wearing a mask when you say yes to a project or idea, when your heart is crying no, or you're exhausted. You know, when you say no problem, after someone, you know, literally insulted your intelligence, but you say, no, it's okay. So you're wearing a mask because it's not true. You don't think that way. When you smile and greet people, you're all happy and bubbly that you appear to be, when you rather curl up with a book and cry, so you put up a front. You know, when you are mistreated, you know, and decided not to say anything. Well, sometimes you feel like it's important to do that. But if you're mistreated time after time after time and decide to not say anything, even though you're angry inside, you're actually living with a mask. You're showing off that mask. You know, when your friends drop by your house at midnight and you're fast asleep and you come open the door and you smile and you say, nice to see you. Do you want to come on? You invite them in, even though you may not feel like it. See, you're wearing a mask. So wearing a mask means really portraying an attitude that does not truly reflect of who we are to the core or what you're thinking. So how about the mirror? What is the mirror telling you? The mirror is about, you know, when you look at yourself, right? Some of us are frozen in front of our mirror. We have self-esteem issues. Some of us are in the other opposite of the spectrum where, you know, the narcissistic image, you know, we feel like we're the best, even though we're not. So the law of the mirror or that perception that we have of ourselves pushes us to sometimes compare ourselves, you know, with standards that we can never meet. You know, we can accomplish something great and then we go home feeling depressed, you know, because of that image that we have of ourselves that is not consistent with who we truly are. So when you cannot see yourself successful and healthy, even though you are a successful or healthy person, you know that your mirror is broken and you are getting your information from a broken mirror. So you need to look at what you think when you look at yourself in the mirror. And, you know, and people always think that the problems come from the outside, from outside condition. And we try, you know, to change the people around us and we try to change our environment, hoping that things will improve. But this very rarely that actually works because, you know, thoughts are not consistent with our actions. So if we live with the mask of the mirror, what happens is our thoughts are not consistent with our actions. And that creates a lot of stress. And that's why a lot of people are depressed, even though they're successful. It was a French-born novelist, Ernest Nin, who said, "You do not see the world as it is. You see it as you are." So the way you think really colors everything that is around you, whether you believe it or not, it does. You know, that's what you see. Who you are is what you see. Life is like a mirror and its reflection shines your image right back to you. So what do you see? What is your life telling you right now? You know, I want my life to reflect my thoughts. So I have to think positive to begin with, right? In their book, The Power of Flow, Practical Ways to Transform Your Life with Meaningful Coincidence, Charlene Bellitz and Meg Lundstrom, they gave us some unconventional advice to deal with that internal disorder. And what they say is external conditions mirror internal conditions. So if you straighten your room, that will settle that internal disorder that you have. And I totally agree with that. As a matter of fact, I think that I'm the poster child for that statement. Every time I'm going through something difficult or some challenges, it shows in my bedroom, it shows in my office. Things get out of order, right? If you agree that the world is going to hell and then it's all crazy, then that's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be looking for, you know, evidence to substantiate that. You know, Earl Nightingale said that our environment, the world in which we live and work, is a mirror of our attitude and our expectations. So you really get what you want and what you think. You know, if you think you're going to lose, you're going to lose. If you think you're going to win, well, you have a good shot at winning, right? And other people, you know, they claim that life is wonderful and they attract pleasant experiences as a result. They're not trying to be naive or whatever. They're not trying to, but they choose joy over sadness. They choose freedom over bondage. They choose to be hopeful instead of being desperate. They choose success over adversity. You know, you can have two people living in similar condition and, but attracting completely different circumstances. I remember watching a documentary, you know, about this billionaire from Africa. He was coming from a very impoverished village, and he started to sell cows to milk cows to sell milk. And from there, he ended up building a big empire and a big commodity investment companies. And now you contrast that to some of the people in the same village who end up, you know, joining the Lord's army, you know, shooting themselves with drugs and just being involved in, as pirates in the waters in the area. I mean, they had the same circumstances. One turned out to be a successful millionaire helping his community, and the other one ended up becoming a pirate and a drug addict. They grew up together. So we are constantly, you know, shaping the world around you, right? And the reason why these two individuals end up in two different places is because their predominant beliefs dictated their reality. And reality is but a mirror reflecting our inner world. So you're continually shaping the world around you as a result of conscious or unconscious thought. Reality is only that reflection of that world. So if you entertain distorted thoughts, you need to correct them so that they will line up with the truth. You know, you don't have to be, if you don't, they are likely going to lead you down the rabbit hole of despair. So the choice is yours. Reality bring forth external condition according to our thoughts. So you have to remember that life is neither fair nor unfair. It just gives us confirmation of our thinking as the users, right? So whatever you're doing, whatever is a reflection of what you have been thinking. So it really makes sense to examine your thoughts if you want to improve your condition. It was Albert Einstein who said, we cannot solve our problem with the same level of thinking that created them. What does that mean? That means that, well, if you find yourself in a hole because you were thinking a particular way, to get out of that hole, you can have to adjust your thinking. And that's why the person who's in debt, well, if they want to get out of debt, they need an extreme mind makeover with regard to their finances. They need to understand about savings. They need to understand about giving. They need to understand about working to produce and be more productive. You see? So you have people who tend to live with a mask. Some who are in the mirrors are so warped because of the thinking. But we need to be living to our core selves, right? And the core selves is whoever is between the mask and the mirror. And sometimes, you know, actually the DISCs say in the DISC assessment, when you are stressed out, or when you go into a difficult situation where or things are not clear, people you tend to revert back to your core. And ironically, we are sometimes teaching ourselves to get busy because that is really the only way, you know, our true self can find expression. We get into the rat race. The busier we are, the more we express our true self. And as a result, we immerse ourselves in a myriad of activity because, you know, that's where we feel safe. We can be ourselves when we're under pressure because others would understand us. We believe that they're not going to judge us harshly. They may even forgive us. We can be ourselves when we're under pressure because you got to do what you got to do. We can be ourselves when we're under pressure because we tend to be more resourceful under pressure. Our true selves comes out, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And if we're not careful, we end up creating this environment, kind of a stressful environment, because we learn that's the place to live, right? We feel like we can express ourselves. And the problem is that we cannot sustain that rhythm. We cannot always be under pressure. So when things calm down and we retreat into that place where we put the mask on or we believe the lies of the mirror, we do it very quickly. Right? But there's hope. There's a place where you can be authentic. And the key to your success is to discover that place, to stay there, to live there. The way to get there is to renew your mind. You have to get there in your mind before you can get there with your body. Because don't forget, as the man think, so is he. So if I can encourage you, you have to think your way out of the mask. You have to think your way beyond the mirror. You have to come to a place where you understand why you were created, what was in the mind of the creator when he fashioned you. as you do that, you will find yourself living more and more in your strength zone. So until next time, this is Solange Belus telling you to watch what you're thinking by always asking yourself, wait. Wait stands for, what am I thinking? Thank you, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.